Live from 1416 Locust in the heart of Western Gateway Park, downtown Des Moines, it's Heather and Wicket.
Any opportunity to talk about a sheep, Wicket, I am on it.
Is that a sheep sound? Do it again.
It's a sheep that just woke up.
Okay, it's a sleepy sheep.
A sheep that just rolled out of bed, put on their Heather and Wicket hoodie.
I see that. You kind of do resemble that right now.
And got it together to entertain, hang out, and socialize with the people.
Proud of you. Proud of you. What's big day up? Today.
What's up, people? Did you know, Wicket, that you can use Axe body spray to prevent sheep from fighting because it is so strong, it's able to mask the sheep's natural pheromones, and that's what makes them fight.
That's really strange because I've been to a bar and there's a bunch of bros wearing Axe. And if one of them bumps into you the wrong way, bro, what do you do? Keeping it real, back off. And you can tell it's just two Axe body spray scents colliding inside the same space, and it usually ends with dudes being like, let's take it outside. And then there's like six girls, Brian, calm down. He didn't mean it. Just let it go. Come back over here, Zach. It's the same. I've been there. I've absolutely been there. I did not realize that Axe body spray had the exact opposite response with sheep than it does to bros, to dudes, usually between 22 and 30 going out to bars in Court Avenue. Usually that's where it happens, already downtown. It could be the Viagra Triangle in downtown Chicago at Russian Division. It could be somewhere down at Power and Light in Kansas City. It could be anywhere, all right? So, but that's pretty awesome. What happens when you spray? Okay, first off, who figured this out?
Like, farmers.
Okay, they decided, you know what we're going to do? We're going to spray some Axe body spray on these sheep and see what happens. How much moonshine was drank by these farmers to get to that point?
The best brand, if you're wondering.
I was wondering.
If you're like, what Axe body spray? If you're axing yourself, what Axe body spray?
There's like 50 cents, right? Not like the wrapper, but like there's 50 different scents or flavors,
yeah,
right?
Let's look at the Axe body spray scents. I'll give you a few options.
Okay. All right. Which of these sound really good?
Yeah, let's see. There's Axe Phoenix.
Phoenix.
There's Axe Apollo.
Apollo.
Oh, there's Axe Black.
All right. It's simple.
We love it. We are Black Tar Souls, Wicket, Back in Black, AC/DC.
What is the best?
Crowed Out.
What's the one you're supposed to spray on sheep to calm them down?
Well, it's not Axe Cool Ocean.
Okay. Well, no.
And it's not Axe Gold Citron.
Okay.
Just for reference, it is Axe Africa.
Axe Africa.
Makes sense because we associate Africa with safaris, with animals.
Okay.
So
sheep can smell that, their bodies react to it as if they're on the African plains in Nairobi. And that is why that the sheep, the male sheep, don't fight if you spray them with Axe.
Yeah.
I've never owned a can of Axe body spray in my life.
What?
Never.
I feel like
never
someone who, you know, is so manly
and douchey, right? But I've never
like
owned
you,
Wicket. Right? Thank you. Yes, I've never owned a can of Axe body spray. I know some people carry it in their car in case of emergency, but I never in my life. I don't think I've ever actually even sprayed it on. Like you're getting ready with, you know, your bros or whatever. Oh, let's get ready to go out. Oh, I stink. I've never sprayed it on myself either. Never worn Axe in my life.
Okay, so I just realized, Wicket, you know what Axe should do?
What should Axe do, Heather?
So, you know the song by Juvenile that could be changed to Back That Axe Up? So, I can't parody much of it for you. I've been trying to figure out a way because every third word is not radio friendly. Don't try to pull it up. Do not. But, you know, for example,
here, I have the
girl.
I have the instrumental version. Do you want the instrumental version?
I don't even want to try
it. I want you to flow live.
All right. We'll try it. I'm afraid that there this might is, be in the background. This is karaoke.
It's clean.
I don't know.
It's clean. I promise. It's clean.
But I think the poetics of this, Wicket.
I feel like you should before you do this, you should pause during the commercial break.
And try
to write it up. Because you do like to write a good song parody, but you didn't have any time to prep for this. So I feel like if you had 30 seconds, you could write one. Or you can do it now. It's your call.
In the interim.
Axe body spray apparently calms down sheep.
What is an item, an everyday item, that you use outside of its intended use?
The first answer we have on Facebook, because we just put this up moments ago, somebody said an electric toothbrush.
What do they use it
for? I would like to know. You have to give us the alternate use that you use. Like, you can't just be like, toothbrush. What do you use that for?
I use the toothbrushes when they're done to clean the grout lines in the bathroom.
There you go. Perfect.
Not while I'm using them as
toothbrushes. That's smart.
Not while they're toothbrushes.
Right.
But
okay.
So, yes, that's... But I don't buy new ones. Maybe he's buying new ones.
And he's electric toothbrush.
Okay.
So what do you use? What is a household item that you use for some other purpose than what it was intended to be used for? 515-244-1033. It's on Facebook, Twitter, and Threads as well, at Laser1033.
The Laser. 515-244-1033.
Everything that rocks, Laser 103.3. What everyday item do you use outside of its intended use? What says Facebook, Wicket?
Dryer sheets for car air fresheners. That's from Melissa.
That's
on the Laser
one.
Facebook page. And then Brenda writes, wasp spray works like pepper spray if someone's barging through your door.
Oh.
Plus, that stuff shoots. Like, you know how normally with an aerosol can, it's like that small area right in front of you? When you have wasp spray, because, you know, when you spray the wasp nest, it's supposed to be like 6-8 feet. That's a good answer.
Apparently, and this is just a regular hack for wasps, because I don't use wasp spray. Apparently, if you pour beer in a bucket and cover a wasp's nest, they die within seconds.
How are you going to get the beer in the bucket to the wasp nest?
So if it's like, what,
are you
going to
shoot it up there, up underneath your deck or whatever?
On your three season porch, you grab a stepladder.
Got
and
it.
You just hold it up there and they just pass out within seconds.
We learned that Axe body spray will stop sheep fights. So what everyday household item do you use outside of its intended use? 515-244-1033. Call or text or on social media at Laser1033.
Everything that rocks, Laser 103.3. Farmers have discovered that Axe body spray will cover, it'll mask the sheep pheromones and prevent them from fighting. So, little sheepy was born.
It has the opposite effect of bros, like dudes. Axe seems to empower dudes to be like, bruh, what? Oh, you bumped into me.
So I feel like everyone had this song in their heads when this was happening.
Back that axe up.
And you doesn't mean Y-O-U. It's E-W-E for sheep, Wicket.
Got it.
Girl, you working with some axe, yeah, okay. Yeah, you're bad, yeah. Make a farmer spend his cash, yeah, yeah, yeah. Rams calm down when you pass, yeah.
Oh my god.
They ain't mad, yeah. Gonna ride with that wool, yeah. I'm a fool for you. Big time farmer, won't you back that axe up? There's a lot of swear words in there, Wicket. You gotta...
Got it, yes. We could have some young sheep listening.
Girl, you look good. Won't you back that axe up? You a big, fine sheep. Won't you back that axe up?
Hogs and heifers, won't you back that ass up? Sorry.
No, go, Wicket.
My bad. What are we doing? What is that?
That wasn't in your head, too, while we were reading that story?
When I saw the sheep story about an hour and a half ago, and it came across, I'm like, no, I did not think we're going to do a juvenile parody on the show today. But I'm glad you took the pause, because you wanted to do that on the fly.
You're welcome.
At 6:02, but you had to write a few things down. We had to get a sample, you know, all that stuff.
It's a fast song.
It is, but it's tough to make it in this record industry, right? Like, it's tough to be a rapper, and you're doing your best.
As someone who has... turned away from that song at karaoke because it's so
fast. It's hard. It's very, very difficult.
And there's so many inappropriate words in it.
Oh my God, get out of here. Yeah, right.
It's just hard.
Well, there are some words you probably should not say in a public bar at a microphone. Yes, that is probably very true.
For sure.
Glad you can edit yourself, but yes.
I just love making the sheep sounds.
I know you do. Sheep fights can be broken up by Axe body spray. So what is an everyday household item you use outside of its intended use? Because I don't think, and you can correct me, I don't think the people that made Axe body spray were sitting around being like, you know what? This might make some bros smell decent to try to get laid, but you know what it's really for? Breaking up sheep fights. I don't know if that's what the engineers were planning on, but it's an unintended use.
It's an agricultural usage is what it is.
What a time.
And if the people who invented Axe body spray are listening right now and they want to use this musical parody for their Super Bowl commercial next year,
they should call Juvenile.
Well, call Juvenile first.
and then
your second call should be.
Laser, who's this?
Front row Paul.
Paul, what is an everyday household item you use outside of its intended use?
Wooden thin fingernail files work great to clean your spark plug.
Oh, does it leave any debris in that spot? No. No, it doesn't do that? Because I don't. A wire brush is what you're supposed to use.
No, I just use just in case it breaks down on side of the road.
He's flexing that he's got, like, a girlfriend with fingernail files.
That's a good idea.
I just steal my girlfriend's old fingernail files. What's up? I have a girlfriend.
If you need to clean the spark plug, maybe in your lawnmower or whatever, bust out, and you don't happen to have a wire brush, but your girl's got a fingernail file. I like that answer. Yeah.
Thanks, Paul.
Laser, who's this?
Hey, this is Jeff.
Jeff, what's an everyday household item you use outside of its intended use?
I use steel wool to clean the shower. Take the steam residue off the shower glass.
Does a regular sponge not work? The regular Brillo pad, the light green and dark green, yellow or whatever?
Not as good as 000 steel wool with some Dawn and vinegar.
Is that going to scratch my bath,
That's
though?
What I was wondering.
You have to use 000 steel wool. It's really fine, but it's amazing.
I wonder if that's what my magic eraser is made out of, because I use a magic eraser.
A magic eraser works good. 000 works really good for car windows, any kind of glass. But 000 steel wool is amazing.
Dude, you rock, man. Thanks for getting in.
515-244-1033. Also up on Facebook at Laser1033. What's an everyday household item that you use outside of its intended purpose? Wicket, you buy vegetable oil and you use it for cooking necessarily.
Well, there's two things I use it for. I used to use it for my my manscaping trimmer to lubricate it. I got a new trimmer. I don't use that one anymore, but it was easy because you would just spray and it would lubricate it. The other thing
you could probably use. I can't believe it's not butter spray for that too.
You could that works as well.
Okay.
Also, if you have cooking oil, canola oil, or whatever, we have the backyard swing set. You're not supposed to use WD-40. You're supposed to use cooking oil. So you get up there, you just spray it, and the squeak goes away, and the kids can swing in quieter. They're never quiet, but the swing itself is at least quiet. So yeah, canola oil, cooking oil on your backyard swings, not WD-40 or any other like auto part lubricant or anything like that.
I love this topic because I'm the person that's often carting off large jugs of vinegar, and I use them for the cracks in the sidewalk because the weeds grow through the cracks in the sidewalk.
How much vinegar do you have at your house? Like, do you go to the store and buy large?
Like six jugs.
Why?
Because that's how many it takes to do an application.
An application of what?
To pour the vinegar inside every crack in the sidewalk that goes around my house because I'm on a corner, or inside the fenced yard because I care about my dogs. I'm not going to spray poison where dogs are walking. And then the dogs that are walking, there are at least 10 dogs that I physically see walking on the sidewalk every day. They're all my neighbor dogs.
I believe that.
Would never spray weed killer where the dogs are going to walk and then they rub their eye with their paw and then it burnt. Like, why would I do that?
I mean,
it's the same reason why I'm spending $12 a jug on the paw safe salt instead of just buying the $3 cheap salt because I care about those dogs' paws. And I don't know that their owners are going to go home and clean their paws the second they get back. I don't know that, Wicket.
You know, you can go.
It's vinegar, though. If you pour vinegar in the cracks, after you pull the weeds, right? Mm-hmm. And then you pour the vinegar in the cracks, and then it kills the root. It works.
I believe you that it works.
You only have to do it like three times a season. So it's not
But wait a minute. it doesn't actually work if you have to keep on doing it.
Well,
if
new
the point
weeds
is
grow.
To kill the weed, kill the root, you know, you can just can you just pull the whole thing out?
You can't get the whole thing in the cracks in the sidewalk around the house.
What if you just spray a little bit of weed killer
never.
And then you're like,
I would never
and then,
do
and
it.
Then douse that with vinegar.
I would never use poisons.
Oh. Works so much better.
I only poison myself, not others.
I'm just, you know, hashtag Team Monsanto. I shouldn't say that. That's terrible. No, you're fine. Don't dump that.
My finger went towards that dump button.
That Roundup stuff works really well. I'm just saying.
515-244-1033.
Oh, my God. Use vinegar. It's better.
I wasn't even calling out. It's well. Somebody mentioned wasp spray.
You can,
and I don't use wasp spray either.
You can buy, by the way, pre-mixed. This is such a lazy man's way to go about it. At Lowe's, you can buy pre-mixed water vinegar in a jug. We just have to like spray it. It's
yeah,
already made.
But
for
I'm
you.
Not putting water in it. It's straight vinegar.
Same thing works.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it works just as well.
I use full strength.
Oh, look out, weeds! Full strength vinegar at Heather's house.
Laser 515-244-1033.
What's an everyday item that you use outside of its intended usage?
Laser, what's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Kevin,
what's a normal household item that you use outside of its intended usage?
Perfect day for it. This day, I take mashed potatoes and a meatloaf and make a birthday cake for Athena.
Oh, happy birthday, Athena. How old is your Great Dane today?
5.
Happy birthday,
Athena.
Happy
We're not singing to a dog.
She loves it.
Are we singing
We're
to a dog?
Big with dogs. Happy birthday, dear Athena. Happy birthday to you. Apparently, in dog years, much like anniversaries.
Yeah.
The 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th to infinity birthday. Gift is potato.
Meat and potato for dogs, yes.
Thank you for calling, Kevin. You know, speaking of food items, there are a lot of times when I'm buying things at the grocery store that are human food items that are not at all for me. Like, I buy a lot of whipped cream, and it's for the dogs. It's not for any of the fun reasons or the eating reasons.
You buy a lot of whipped cream?
We do whipped cream multiple times a day.
Okay, yeah, sure. We all believe you. Yeah, you're buying that for the dogs.
For the dogs.
Seven cans of Ready Whip, please.
Peanut butter as well. I don't like peanut butter.
That I know. I got that wrong once.
And I buy a lot of peanut butter. It's only for the dogs. So I think that's something that's pretty normal. Like, you only have this for this one thing. But maybe you take ketchup and you make art with it. I mean, Wicket's children have been known to buy macaroni just to make art out of it.
Yeah, we don't use the expensive stuff. My kid, we found out, is now gluten-free, which is now we have to spend extra money on gluten-free pasta.
Oh.
So we don't use the gluten-free pasta for the macaroni art. We use the cheap 99-cent, 69-cent box.
Right.
That's for the macaroni art. Got to be frugal about this stuff. Can't waste that gluten-free stuff.
Yeah.
It's like $4 a box
you're
or
saying,
whatever.
Yeah.
Amanda on the Laser Facebook page says, when my kids were young, I used a pasta strainer to get the grass, leaves, and dead bugs out of the kiddie pool. That's smart.
I love that.
That's really smart. You can also, I think maybe you've seen it on, maybe not your Facebook, because ours are very different. But if, and I'm not saying don't monitor your small child, but if you put your small child in the tub, set them in a laundry basket first. They can sit up, and then the toys are always there, and the water can flow, and the kid can play with the toys, and they never get too far away from the kid.
You know what has a lot of usage is pool noodles.
Yes, they do.
You, if you've got some pool noodles that you're not using, or you see them for cheap, sometimes it's like $1.
Mm-hmm.
You can cut the pool noodle. You know how I hate carrying things,
bags,
grocery bags specifically,
anything.
Because when you try to carry like 18 in one hand, they cut into your hand. It hurts.
You're not making a second trip.
You got to cut your pool noodle. Cut your pool noodle into like 6-inch segments.
Yeah.
And then cut a slit in that pool noodle.
Okay.
And then you can put the bags in it and make a handle.
All right.
So then it disperses the weight evenly and it's not painful to carry the bags.
I thought you were going to say wear the pool noodle like as a cuff up your arm and then you could hook the bags on your arm.
Another usage.
And it would not dig into your skin.
Pool noodles. You never know what you're going to use them for. You talked about regular noodles, edible noodles.
Yes.
Pool noodles, even better.
We found out that Axe body spray can stop sheep fights. It's just so weird to say. What everyday household item do you use outside of its intended use? 515-244-1033. Call or text. You can also hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and Threads. Still 2 thread responses in the last week.
Cool.
At Laser 1033.
515-244-1033.